Good morning. We're continuing Shabbos Kalamed, and we're talking about the Malach of Tzad. We're starting Simon Ches. And so Simon Ches deserves an introduction. We've seen that there are certain kulas in regards to the Tzad. We spoke about shutting the door because it's cold, even though you're trapping an animal inside. And what about trapping the animal, trapping this living being, to prevent it from hurting you? So we have not discussed trapping the animal to save the animal from getting damaged, losing the animal. We've had those type of discussions. Now we're going to discuss, is there any heter of tzad to protect yourself from the animal? So obviously the point of the tzeda is not to use the animal. Your point of the tzeda is to keep the animal away from you. So it's going to be a malacha shenet tzricha l'gufo. You're not doing the malacha to get the animal. You're doing the malacha to keep the animal away. So if a person is sitting in a sukkah and the bees are flying around, and the bee lands and he's scared of the bees, he wants to put a cup over the bee to keep the bee away from him. The bee is now trapped inside the cup, but it was not doing it to get the bee. He's doing it to not have the bee. So it's the opposite of tzeda. So is that mutter? Is that osur? There is a non-venomous snake, which the person is scared is going to bite them, or a scorpion, which is not life-threatening. So you're not dealing with a heter pikuach nefesh. But this thing is very painful. There's a wasp, there's a hornet, or even if there's a mosquito. Are there any heterim in that regard? So that's what the chayav is going to be discussing in Simen Ches. So we're going to differentiate between three levels of potential harm. One is something which is life-threatening, which obviously, if it's life-threatening, it's going to be mutter to do whatever you have to prevent that. So if you can stop that with tzeda, you're allowed to do the tzeda to prevent. So you have a rabid dog, so this rabies is life-threatening. You have a venomous snake, and you want to capture the snake to protect people. See, even if it's not threatening you directly, but the fact that it's there is enough that you're allowed to do the malacha of tzeda to prevent, to protect the people. That's level number one. Level number two, well, like you mentioned, is something which it's not life-threatening, so the heter pikuach nefesh is not going to apply, but it's a very painful type of a bite or a sting. So it's going to cause more than just discomfort. It's going to cause real damage or significant pain. And that's the second level. You cannot do it in Issur D'oraisa in that situation, but we're going to be matter certainly Surim D'rabanan, as we'll see, based on the fact that it's Malach HaShem and Tzrich L'gufa. The third level is it's going to cause discomfort, something which is not life-threatening, something which is not very, very painful, which is like it's causing real damage, but it's something which is just uncomfortable, a mosquito, something of that sort. So what are the terim for that? Those are the three levels that we have to talk about. The Chayyarim is actually only going to be talking about the third level, the lowest level, and what's over there. He does not directly address levels number one, level and number two. Number one, he doesn't need to. That's the Heter Pikuach Nefesh. He does not discuss level number two, what the halacha is. So we're going to try and fill it in for the Chayyarim. Okay, so in level number three, so there's no heter to do tzeda, because the bug is there, because the item which is going to cause, it's painful. Even a bee sting, and the assumption of the poiskim is not, goes into level number three. The bee sting is painful unless you're talking about a small child, where that could be very dangerous, or a person who has an allergy to bees. But the average person, even though it's painful, that goes into level number three. So the fact that there are bees flying around your sukkah does not allow you to do tzeda. If, however, the mosquito is on your skin, or the bee is on your skin, and you are concerned it's going to bite, then tzeda is going to be permitted. So you cannot kill it, but you can capture it to take it away, to get it away from you. And that's the point that Chayyarim is going to say here in the Simen Ches. In the case of level number two, where the damage it's going to do is it's going to significant pain, very significant pain. So even though it's not life-threatening over there, one does not need to wait until it's on you or about to bite you to do the tzedah. A person can do a tzedah to prevent it, even it's not showing any indication that it's trying to go after you. The person can do tzedah to keep the animal away from him or from other people. So that's level number two. Just to clarify one more point, in regards to the status of wasps and hornets, which have a much more painful sting than a bee. So some of the poskim talk about something called a tzira. Tzira is a wasp, and they put the tzira in the same grouping as bees and other insects. However, there are poskim which argue that maybe nowadays we should move it up, to level two. They lived on farms. They were stung multiple times. They got used to it. So the status of a wasp was a level, it was painful, but it wasn't really debilitating, and therefore it was considered under level three. Nowadays, the people's reaction to the sting, a wasp sting, is much more significant because we are much more pampered, and therefore the reaction will be stronger. Maybe we should move it over to level number two. That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Have a good day.